Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
800-965-1297. That's 800-965-1297.
Welcome back to 17 of the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Joel Barker, one of my favorite folks on the planet, and he's a great futurist. Please do yourself a favor. You'll thank me later. Go to joelbarker.com and just hang out there a little bit. You will get smarter. Also, starthrower.com, right? That's where your films are. Right, Joel?
Previews of those at no cost.
Yeah, so check those out. And of course, his books are amazing. You got to have the Paradigm book in your library, and the video too. Hey, Joel, I grew up on a farm.
Yep.
And we had all kinds of different animals, and of course, we know what happens to animals, domesticated animals, and we lots of burgers and chicken and steaks, yep, and seafood and all kinds of stuff like that, yep, and that's the protein. That's the way the natural law works.
Yep.
And has now for millennia, forever. But there are people who are out there working on another paradigm, aren't they?
Yes they are.
And it is a paradigm, a new paradigm, isn't it?
Yep, and I'm going to invert the process because of what you said. I'm going to give the headline, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
The headline is, China has just invested $300 million in an Israeli startup that is going to grow meat basically in the test tube. It's not a test tube, but it's basically no animals, but we're going to grow meat.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question for you. What are the benefits of growing meat in the lab instead of growing them on the range?
Well, there are a number of benefits. Number one, if it turns out to be productive and efficient and wholesome and tasty, you know, people like that.
We'll give all that.
If we have all those things, if those things are stipulated,
yep,
then a lot of animals don't have to be born and die.
Number one.
And as I said, I grew up on a farm. I know about methane gas.
Yep. Number two.
And I saw an interview on this the other day, and the guy said, which I've heard other people say, that the animal methane gas from animal flatulence around the world, it creates more problems for climate change than all the trucks and cars and everything put together.
That's true. By the way, 14.5% of the greenhouse gases are produced by cattle all by themselves.
Yeah.
Yep. What else?
I'm through. I'm done.
Okay. Well, think about this. China has a captive market. They can require that this meat be imported.
Right.
Which means they can grow the industry all by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates the potential for a really, truly paradigm-shifting new global industry in protein.
And since you brought up China, we also know that they're a horrible country for the way they deal with their livestock. And what was it, 2 years ago, we had 4,000 pigs floating in a river down over there?
I don't remember that, but that's a really good point.
I saw a picture of it. It happened.
That is amazing. Think about the change in the pasture and the range requirements.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that land is open and clear, whereas right now it would not be.
Mm-hmm.
It reduces China's CO2 footprint because of what you just talked about. They don't have to grow the animals.
What's a ribeye going to look like, though, Joel? That's what I want to know.
Actually, I was just going over it this morning. They can arrange the cells to grow in the form that you want them to.
Right.
They even did your guy talk about exercising the muscles.
High tech Kobe steak. I can't wait to see that.
Yep. They actually have to exercise the steak by shocking the cells.
Wow.
So that they contract and become more.
You think this will happen in our lifetime, Joel?
I think you're going to see it in 5 years.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Because it has so many problems.
But here's the news. Here's the news. You know what the news is and all this?
Mm-hmm. What?
Meat producing companies, the big guys, are investing in this.
But wouldn't you?
They are.
Yeah, but I'm saying
I mean, I forgot which one it was. The one of the big farmers, one of the big cattle farmers and hog farmers, I guess. I mean, I'm talking about a publicly traded company, global company, is investing in this.
And so is Tyson Chicken Company.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they are showing good anticipation and saying we're not going to be left out of this thing.
Yeah.
But it is profound in its possibilities, and as you said, in many humane ways, it's profound.
Well, and I don't think it'll do away, not in a long time, it'll do away with having naturally grown meat, but I think it will take a lot of the mat stuff off the bottom of it.
I
still think we'll still have cattle and hogs, chickens. Hey, Joel, I got to wrap it up. What a great report today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good talking to you.
Always count on you to do a great job. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, please do yourself a favor. Go to joelbarker.com and check out what's going on there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.